Proclamation number 7591, dated the April 30th, 1960. Renewed banishment is the result of spiritual death. Spiritual death necessitates banishment into matter, that is, a spiritual being having succumbed to death, which remains in a lifeless state, must be engendered into hard matter again in order to slowly return to life. As long as there is still a small spark of life within the spiritual being, everything will be attempted in order to guide it further towards life, and this can certainly be successful, so that the being will then be spared being banished into matter, and it will nevertheless slowly come alive, if only after an infinitely long time. But there is also a possibility that the being will become completely paralyzed, that it will descend ever more into the abyss, which many souls in the beyond allow to happen. Then the spiritual substance of this being will be dissolved and once again placed into hard matter, into the creations on earth. And it will have to travel a tremendously painful path in order to come back to life again. And people on earth can similarly descend into their spiritual state in the last days. They can keep striving towards the abyss of their own free will. They can completely commit themselves to the Lord of Darkness and, as his followers, descend into utmost darkness themselves. And then it will also be necessary to dissolve the souls into countless minute particles and to place them into the creations again. They will have to take the path of higher development through untold forms once more until they awaken to life all over again. And this low spiritual level has occurred. During the last days, spiritual death is unmistakable, and everything is being done on earth as well as in the beyond in order to stimulate individual sparks of life, in order to strengthen existing life and to prevent it from falling prey to death. For it is a time of infinite torment which the spiritual being will have to endure if it is banished into matter again. And God's love and mercy also applies to what has descended to the lowest point and wants to protect it from this fate. However, where the spiritual being's free will opposes him, God's plan of salvation has to be carried out, after which a renewed banishment into matter will be unavoidable. Were people to have precise information about this, they would truly do everything in their power in order to escape spiritual death. But they do not accept the knowledge of it. They don't believe in a continuation of life. They don't believe in a justification before God, and neither do they believe in a God and Creator who will demand accountability from them one day. Their ego, however, cannot cease to exist anymore, and its abode will be appropriate to its state, and although it will no longer be conscious of itself in a state of death, it will nevertheless feel the agony of its captivity, since it was originally created as a free spiritual being. Even so, in its lifeless state it cannot be placed where life exists, because it had voluntarily chosen a state of death and its will was subsequently complied with. Free will, however, is a state of beatitude, and the bound state is a state of torment. And as a human being, the soul chooses its own state. And God's love and wisdom allows it to keep its freedom, but helps the human being in every conceivable way to attain eternal life, just as he will grant his help again through a banishment into matter, so that what is lifeless can awaken to life again one day. And God's love applies to all once fallen spiritual beings. It also follows them into the abyss and helps them ascend again. But it is particularly active during the time when the being has regained its self-awareness and free will, during the time as a human being, so that it will then change its initially still dead state into a state of life. But the human being's free will remains untouched. It will be respected, and this free will determines whether the being will lose its external form for good or whether the form will become solid again, so that it will return into hard matter once more. Then the being will have fallen prey to spiritual death, and it will take an infinitely long time until it once again receives the grace of embodiment as a human being where it can acquire life for itself. Amen.